Dustin Lynch in the studio. Always good to see Dustin and get caught up on what's going on in his life. And I know that he is very, really interested in what's going on in our life. So we'll go ahead and tell you, Patrick has a girlfriend, has had her for many months now.
Look at that look of surprise on his face.
Didn't know that, did you?
No.
For how long?
He whipped his head like I thought you were going to throw your neck out.
6 months.
6 months.
What has gotten into you?
I lost 75 pounds, and suddenly people were like, nah, I could date him. You know, that's pretty much how it goes.
Dustin, look at Patrick, and I want you to tell me if there's anything else that you think has changed about him, about his appearance. He's already told you that he's lost 75 pounds.
Did he dye his beard?
He did. That is just for men, ladies and gentlemen. Just for men.
That's right.
Is in the studio.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy cow.
Her request?
No, she was on board with it, but I know there was this girl at a thing that said, oh, well, if your beard gets any whiter this Christmas, you could be Santa Claus. And I was like,
no way.
That was it for you.
Dyed the beard.
And Patrick, he went prematurely gray. Like, you turned...
My hair's been gray since I was 14, but, like, up until 2 or 3 years ago, my beard was still black.
We always gloss over that, but... Why did you have gray hair at 14? I don't know anyone who has gray hair at 14.
What's his name? From American Idol.
Yeah, Taylor.
Taylor Hicks. Steve Martin. Steve Martin's hair was white by the time he was 35.
Okay, so that's different than 14.
Well, yeah, but it starts early. You start.
Did you have
going
a little
gray.
Spot, or is it by your ears?
Oh no, it was always sprinkled throughout, and then one day I woke up and went, oh, it's all gray. No, what happened was I used to have long hair and I used to dye it. Because you can't have long gray streaks in your hair.
Were you brunette?
Yes, I was. It was nice.
He was strawberry blonde.
And then when I always said, oh, I hated dyeing it. So if I ever cut it, I'm just going to let it be gray. I had no idea how gray it was because I had been dyeing it for like 7 years.
Wow.
It was very gray. And you know what? It looks cool.
But so anyway, that's going
beard,
on with
no.
him. Bubba is becoming a volunteer fireman.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going through all the training now. He's doing all the, he passed the physical test. I don't know.
Are you really?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
And so he's like all into it, man. He was pulling hose the other day.
That's awesome.
I have to go. We're training again tonight.
My bus driver is a volunteer firefighter.
It's cool. It's hard, man. It's a lot harder than I ever thought it was going to be. And I'm not even talking about the actual firefighting. I'm talking about just the training.
The training.
Yeah.
All the tanks and the masks
and the stuff
oxygen,
you have to know, the knowledge and all that. That's crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
His house burned when he was 5.
Yeah, 5 years old.
And he's always wanted to do it. And he finally was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it.
That's awesome. I honestly was fishing too much. And I know that sounds crazy to say, but I was literally fishing too much. I'm like, you know, I've got to be doing something more productive.
Really? I mean, what hit you where you're like, I'm out here too much?
I was sitting out fishing and I went, you know what? This is a great life for a 60-year-old.
Okay.
This is not, I'm a young dude. I don't need to be out here fishing every day for 5 hours.
Yeah.
You're fishing for 5 hours?
I mean. But I would fish for 2 or 3 almost every day.
I would love to have that problem.
That's what I'm saying.
I try to fish a lot, but I've been 3 times, 4 times this year. Yeah. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It sounds like a horrible thing, but you know, to say that I'm giving that up, but I figure I could do something more productive while I still have a body that can handle it.
Right.
Can because I can fish, I'll have the rest of my life to fish.
Can I just say that I'm a little bothered that Dustin was more surprised that I have a girlfriend than that Bubba's becoming a firefighter.
He was.
That was a more shocking revelation. Yeah. Like, Bubba's going to be a firefighter. Oh, really?
You have to think of some key moments that we share in our past together, though.
What does that mean?
I would like to hear some of these key moments. What happened?
I think he's implying that
I'm asking him.
He has alter egos.
Some time on the beach.
Yeah, he has some alter egos.
Yeah, I do.
You mean like 5 Whiskey Patrick?
Like 5 Whiskey Patrick is a great dude.
Do you know, have you met Lil Tunchi?
Oh, yes, we have.
Okay.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, I've met Lil
Tunchi. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah. How many different personalities do you have?
That's it. Lil Tunchi is equivalent to 10 Whiskey Patrick. That's when it gets real out there. So you need to stop around 5.
Dustin, how many people do you have living inside of you? How many personalities do you have?
I'm still discovering.
We need to get Patrick Miller's t-shirt that says, I'm schizophrenic and so am I. That would be the best.
My problem with partying is it becomes a competition. You know, after a couple drinks, it's like...
That's exactly
it. And you surround yourself with guys you like to drink with. And then it's just,
yeah,
man, who could, you know, we never get out of that college.
No, you don't.
I can stay up longer than you, you know, it just.
I'll never forget that Dustin had this party for his album. And when it came out, he's bringing out this really fancy whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
And they're passing it all out to everyone. And right before he says, don't shoot it. It's too good for that. I had not.
Too late.
Typical fashion. Just right on the money.
Well, make sure you get Good Girl. You can download it. It is a jam and a great song. Get it now. Download it. And I mean, Dustin kind of does things differently, and I like that. So it's not on an album. It's on its own. And then who knows what's going to happen? We don't know. Just keep up with him. He's on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. It's good to see you again, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming in.